If parenthood came with a GPS, it would most likely just say recalculating. Join Yolandi Becker and her guest experts Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Bump and Beyond, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, you are on Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we are talking parenting. A very happy Father's Day to the fathers out there, whether you are a attachment dad or a real dad. I mean, real dad's not the right word, but any kind of dad. If you're playing the role of the role model within your family, as the fatherhood figure. And sometimes that's also women that has to play that role. But if you are playing that, I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day, and that you also made those in your household feel special on that day. Funnily enough, I feel in our household, we're not big on days like that. We're not big on Mother's Day, Father's Day, but I do feel we bring a little bit of appreciation always. I think that's a cliche, but I do believe that we appreciate each other all the time. Let me know if you celebrate Father's Day and Mother's Day and all those things, and if you do something special with your father or with all the fathers in your family, share it with me. I would love to hear more about what you guys, if you've got like some kind of special tradition that you do or something that you do together, or if it's just a WhatsApp that you send, please share with us. We would love for you to be part of the conversation. So please send a WhatsApp to 061-895-1019. And that's exactly what today's show is about, fatherhood. So we're talking about that today. And I really brought in the big guns today to talk about this topic. I've had some tastes, I have to say, of single parenting when my husband had to go away for work. I think the longest stint was about a week and a half. So I know I could do it. But I also know that it will be significantly worse, my life, and a lot less funny in our household if my husband wasn't around. I am literally called the fourth funniest in our house. But my husband always makes me feel better about it because he says, we are the springboks of funny. So if you're the fourth funniest springbok, you're still relatively funny. So I take that away from me. But on that note, my expert guest today has over 13 years of experience in fatherhood, and he's known as the first funniest in our household. Thank you so much, Stefan Becker, my husband and my partner in crime, to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm slightly more nervous than usual for this show. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he's so funny and now he's going to feel pressure to perform. And maybe I'm going to feel pressure to perform. But it's going to be an interesting thing. But let's get to it. So parenthood, I think everyone goes into parenthood with a whole list of things that you think what you're going to be like. And I've even spoken about it on the show, about what our expectations are as parents beforehand, and what we think we're going to be like as parents. What did you imagine fatherhood would be like? I mean, now it's already a while ago. I'm not sure he's going to remember that long. But what did you imagine fatherhood would be like before becoming a dad?
Before becoming a dad? Well, that's a very good question. I don't think I had a set of expectations or how it would be. And thinking about it now, maybe it was foolish of me to go into it so unprepared. I think I was more looking at, you know, getting the room ready and having the hospital sorted. And so the logistics.
Even though he forgot the hospital bag.
Details. So I was more, also not worried, but more, you know, sorting out the logistics around, so not around fatherhood, but maybe more around the birth as such. Maybe to save myself to you know, go in it with a blank canvas.
Yeah, and I've shared this also. So pretty much we were on the same length. I was only concerned with pregnancy and giving birth. And once the baby came, Oscar came, it was a whole different ballgame. And I want to share this story of when we were in the hospital room. Oscar was born, and again, we were very young and very, like, we didn't plan properly. And we did plan for getting pregnant. So it wasn't like we foolishly went into it. We planned for it. And for some other reason, we didn't really think about, okay, what is this going to entail? And I remember I had to leave Stefan for literally, I think, 10 minutes to go shower. While I was still in hospital and he had to look after Oscar, and Oscar was sleeping. Please share that moment with us.
Okay. So like I said, I mean, I had everything organized and ready and practiced putting in the car seat and in and out and whatnot. And then, like Yolani said, I don't know, second day in hospital, I go visit her and she says, no, I'm going to go shower. And then I said, well, that's fine. So she goes off and showers. And I'm sitting next to this newborn baby who is sleeping, and I'm sitting on the bed. And you know what? The shower takes 10 minutes, but it felt like an eternity. And I'm looking at that baby, and after maybe 10 seconds, I'm thinking to myself, please don't wake up. Please don't wake up. And I think that's when it hit me that I'm a father now and I have no idea what I'm doing.
But in the meantime, I do have to say that, I mean, Stefan, and I mean, I've said this before, I'm not the normal mom in the sense of I work in the parenting industry. So I'm overly informed about new things that are happening and all those things. So I myself am very like aware of certain, especially babies. And I mean, that's where the change now comes in, is that Stefan has actually read quite a lot of parenting books, especially with older children. And I've said to you guys this before, this is a long game. And he's really prepared now for the long game. And he really like informs himself. So in what way do you think fatherhood has changed?
I think it changes me and I suppose other people in more than one way. Obviously, you are, you know, responsible for little people all of a sudden. And depending on their age, the needs and the pitfalls and the challenges are very, very different. And one needs to kind of constantly adjust to what's happening. But I also think it changed me personally in the sense of how I approach certain things. You know, you want to lead by example. You know, if I'm telling my kids don't watch so much TV, I can't be the one watching TV the whole day, you know, as a simple example. And I think lots of those things kind of looking inwards and reflecting on how your kids might perceive you and how also other adults might perceive you has changed me and how I approach certain things and how I deal with problems and with other things. So I think it's a two-way that it changes how you obviously deal with your kids as a new father or a new parent, but also how you kind of see yourself through them.
And I think, and then that's beautifully, look at, see, I knew you were an expert in this field. I didn't just bring him on for the show because he's also nice to look at, even though you guys can't see him. I do think it's, and I mean, even just that, I think as parents together, we've also grown. And I've said this before as well on the show so many times that in the end of the day, parenthood really, I mean, for me, it's made me a lot more patient. It's made me a lot more like emotionally in tune with my family as well and with my children. I learn from them every day how they deal with certain things as well. So, that's so nice. Diskim Wellness Clinic for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you are having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol. Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offers you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside Dis-Chem Pharmacies. Better health starts here.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And today we are talking fatherhood. I think the role of fathers over the years have changed so much, and I've seen it even in professionally as a sleep consultant, where I can tell you 10 years ago when I did consultations with families, more often than not, I was only dealing with moms. So a dad as part of the consultation was the exception. And now it's the exception when it's just mom. Not that it's anything. I mean, there's no right or wrong to do it. In the end of the day, sometimes logistically it doesn't work out. But a lot more, I can see that fathers are a lot more involved in all of the process. And there's lots of things I think that add to that, both parents working and. So I think the want. I really feel that fathers want to be a lot more involved. And it's beautiful because it's necessary, because so many children to this day grow up without fathers. So if we have ones, we should appreciate them a little bit more. If you want to add to our conversation, as always, we would love to hear from you. A comment, a question for our expert guest today, please do send it to our WhatsApp line 061-895-1019. You can access the WhatsApp line also through the app. If you haven't downloaded the Chai FM app yet, please go download it. You can listen to this show and all of my shows on a podcast through the website, chaifm.com, but also through the app. And you can access everything that we do also through the app and listen to this live. So we would love to hear from you. Anyway, so on the note, my expert guest today, as I mentioned, has over 13 years of experience. I've been married to him for 16 years, and we've been parenting side by side for over 13 years. And it's been, I always say, life is not meant to be done alone. And I am very privileged to be able to have this guy as part of my team. But to get to know it a little bit, I would love to know one of the things, what's one of your favorite things? I mean, I have to really say that we are creatures of habit in our family. We love routines, we love schedules, we love rituals and things like that. So we do have a lot of family rituals, I feel. But what is one of your favorite things of our daily routine with the children?
Like you said, we are really thriving on routines, even before we had children. So the daily routine, I enjoy the meals that we have together, and that is now because I'm also working from home. Oftentimes it is three times a day that we have the ability to have meals with our children, and especially around lunchtime, it's especially with our daughter, it's even a request. She gets very upset with me if I say no, I have a meeting or I have to work, so I kind of have to factor in that half an hour kind of eating lunch with her, and she's telling me about her day. And but the same goes for our son as well. So can't really pick a favorite one, but I do like, obviously, that there is a certain routine and that we are able, also because of how we work, that we are able to spend so much time with our kids. I don't know if they like it, but I mean, that's just the way it is.
I am very sure, especially Emmy. And I have to say that, like, I remember when the kids were small, they were super attached to me so much. It was all mama, 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 mama. I think too, Stefan sometimes hated how much it was only Mama. And in my head, sometimes I also got really, really annoyed by it at one point, especially when Emmy was around 3-4 years. It was like she was very clingy. I remember once we went to a restaurant and she refused to sit next to anyone except me. And I think she was already older. I think she was like 6 or something. Anyway, the tides have changed. And she's super into Stefan at the moment. And it's, I mean, she's 11 now. I do think it's, I always feel that children are attracted or like they go towards the parent where they need a certain thing from that person. And at this point, it's really Stefan all the time. And now I feel a little bit jealous of it. Just I wished for it so long. Now I'm like a little bit jealous at the moment of that moment. What is one of you, because I mean, that's also the thing, you're a very involved dad, and I'm super lucky about that as well. And like you said, we spend a lot of things together with the children. What is like a dad thing that you always do? What is something you hate or something that you should hate, but you should secretly love it?
I shouldn't hate it, but what I really love is the morning school run.
I hate joining it because I listen to the same music.
There's also lots of little rules and routines on, you know, who's sitting in the front seat and who's choosing the music. And but just the whole thing of, and I mean, it's not a long drive, so 10 minutes to the school and 10 minutes back, but even the 10 minutes back on when I'm on my own. So that kind of this whole routine kind of dials me in for the day. What I don't like, but I think where they are more drawn towards you as the mother is anything around sickness and medication and taking them to the doctor or in the exceptional cases to the hospital. I mean, that's a thing where they, I think maybe more naturally are drawn to the mother, but that they also know that that is not really my place.
Stefan is not very empathetic when a person is sick, even though he can have a good, I think I have more the man flu in our relationship than him, but he can also be quite a man flu-y kind of person. I think Oscar is the most in our family, the most. But I do have to say that I never have to have FOMO. I never, with nothing, there's very few things in life where I have FOMO about anything. But when it comes to those three doing something together, and I'm not part of it, oh my word. And then, and the morning thing is that I always miss out. And but even then, when I'm part of it, I'm not part of it. And it's like they have these secret things that they do that I don't know. They talk about these people that are, now I know Bobby at least, but there's these secret things that they do that I don't know about. And I don't like not being part of it, I have to say. So let's get a little bit more serious again. If you've only just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting, and today we're talking very specifically about fatherhood and how it is for fathers and how nice it can be when you have the right father on your side, I guess. But please don't fret if you've missed part of the show. Luckily, it will be available as a podcast on High FM that you can listen to later. So what is one of the things that you find challenging? And I want to start or intro into that because I often share with people, now our kids are a little bit older. In the beginning, you know, lots of parenting advice in general, I feel, is very targeted towards small children, babies and toddlers and things like that. And now, reflecting back, and now I'm like in a point, like I'm petrified of this teenage years we're entering because I know I don't know anything except the actual personal experience I have. But parenting for me is a long game, and parenting now has become a lot more challenging. Looking now, reflecting, I mean, when I was in the baby phases, there were definitely things that was overwhelming and it was really difficult. So I'm not taking away from that. And it is hard. It's not easy. But now reflecting back, I'm thinking, oh, that was the easy part. What are parts that you find challenging? Did you find the baby years super challenging? With your useless nipples?
I would look at it a little bit differently, or from different angles. If I look back at the baby years, and you mentioned earlier the changing role of fathers in families, in society, I think also it took us a while for us to find my place and what is my role, especially in the very early stages of having babies and kind of the...
I feel you're being very democratic with that answer. It's like, it took us a while. It probably took me a while because I was like super controlling. I knew I could do it better.
So... I do think, and that's some of the stuff that I read or I'm interested in now, is kind of the role of the father in society and also the changing role of women. And women now more and more enter the kind of the labor force and their full-time jobs. So the provider role is now on both parts, as a couple. And that is perfectly fine. I mean, I'm not arguing against that, but I feel that the parenting role for fathers hasn't been clearly defined. So there's something that, you know, we are not the sole provider anymore, you know, if we want it to be or not, but we are not anymore. But what are we? So there's maybe a bit of a vacuum to be filled. And I still remember when the kids were small and I would have both of them and would go shopping or what, and people congratulate me for I'm so brave, and oh, I see your babysitting. And where I always think, you know, if it's my own kids, I'm not babysitting. And I don't think anybody has ever said to a young mother, or congratulations for being so brave to take your two little ones to Woolworths or to Spa or to whatever. So I think there's still, you know, lots of work to be done on that end. And you said now our kids becoming teenagers and becoming older, like you said, my strong suit is maybe not kind of emotional support and communication. So I'm, you know, girlfriends, boyfriends, you know, that whole topic is, doesn't come as easy to me as it comes to you, I would say. So hopefully the tides will turn again, and then they turn to you for advice or for when they need to talk about certain things. And I think, the scary world of technology. I mean, our kids probably already know more about technology than we do. And I feel that in that way, that is the big kind of area where they grow up and grow into a world that is very, very different to ours when we were at that age.
Yeah. No, I know, and I think each generation has stuff like that, the parents are, so we shouldn't say we're special in that way. Our parents also felt like we as children, it was different how we grew up, but I do think there's an overwhelming amount of more information and things out there that we have to deal with that they didn't have, and opinions and different schools of thought and things that you have to deal with that they didn't have to. But in the same breath, I never want to make us feel like, oh, we're special this generation. Even though we are, the millennials are much good. Not that you're a millennial. You're too old for that. Anyway, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm talking to my husband today, the first funniest. I'm the fourth funniest in our household. But I do think you've mentioned now before that we've like also you've grown as a person since becoming a parent. We've learned along the way, and we've also kind of, I don't know if it was naturally, I also can't really recall that we've properly had a discussion about what the roles were that we've taken in. But do you think we balance each other out as parents? Do we compliment? Because I commented on this the other day while we were walking with the dogs. I mentioned to you that I do feel that we balance each other. It's a tongue twister, that, for me, in the way that often when I bring only 20% to the table, I feel you naturally kind of step up to kind of take care of the deficit, and in the other way around as well, for lack of a better word of explaining it. Do you think we balance each other out?
Because I'm not gonna say that. I think probably to a large extent by luck, and to a smaller extent through work and maybe hard work. I think we have a very good mix of playing it to our strengths, but also towards our kids, speaking with one voice. I don't think we had very many situations where the kids felt they can play us against each other, because they know, you know, we are on the same page, because we spoke, either because we were naturally or because we spoke about it.
Maybe that naturally happens because I'm so loud, so they can't secretly ask me anything. But yeah, I think we've naturally kind of work together, and I've said this also many times before on the show and to Stefan, that we've been lucky in certain regards, that it kind of worked out in that way. But it does also take work. It's not that it always just comes naturally. I don't feel that I am naturally a good parent at all. I really feel that I consciously have to sometimes do certain things. And again, also, I feel you're a good reminder for me to get me on track sometimes, because I can be very distractible sometimes. So luckily, I have my partner in crime. Attention, small business owners. Boost your brand with an unbeatable advertising deal on 101.9 Chai FM. Get 5 ads per day for 5 days for just 5,000 Rand. This stimulus campaign is perfect for businesses looking to make a splash. Don't miss out on this exclusive opportunity to reach your audience and grow your business. Interested? Email info@chaifm.com or text 061-895-1019 today. 061-895-1019.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've only just joined me, don't fret. Luckily, this show and all of my shows are available as a podcast on chaifm.com later today. So please remember that if you have a specific topic that you want me to talk about, you are more than welcome to send me an email at Yolandi, it's Yolandi with a J, at goodnightbaby.co.za. You can even send it to the chaifm studio. We do have the ability to forward emails, luckily. So you can do that. That is not a problem. If you haven't downloaded our app, go download it now, because you can listen to the podcast, the live stream, everything from wherever you are through the app. So it's really a useful tool. And you can even access the WhatsApp line through it and talk with us. Today, I've been speaking to my own husband and father of my children, about fatherhood. and I've said it now before, is that in the end, fatherhood has definitely changed. I think parenthood maybe has changed a little bit as well, but specifically the role of a father has changed. I would like to, though, know, just because this is my show, what's something I do as a mom
yeah,
that you admire, or something that you find hilarious that I do?
Well, even though you're only the fourth funniest, I do find you hilarious at times. And we spoke about it earlier. I admire your your emotional availability and how in tuned you are with even if and that's also it holds true for myself as well, even if I or the kids don't even speak about it, but there seems to be a spider sense that you have that I don't have, to pick up on when something's just a little bit off, or somebody is sad but doesn't say anything, and you do have a knack for kind of teasing that out of people if with or against their will.
And, mostly against.
and I obviously, because that is also a domain where I am absolutely useless at, is your ability to cook delicious meals on a very regular basis.
Yeah, all those meals we have together also has to come from somewhere. That's something I really love doing, and I've found a new passion for it recently again, cooking for everyone. I do also feel like when children are older, it's a little bit more difficult, because sometimes they do tell you when they don't like it. But it is a lot more rewarding when you're cooking a meal for three people and everyone's enjoying it, or even if it's mediocrely enjoying it. I do think it is nice, nicer than just for one person, or because for a long time you cook for your children when they're small and they barely eat anything and they don't even have comments on it, and they only like certain things. And now they can input, they can also help me with the meal. So I feel like it's been a lot nicer. I enjoy it a lot more. And the spidey sense for sure is there, and even the children. I don't even know. I think it's I don't even know where I get it from. Probably from my mom. How do you think that parenting has changed our relationship? I mean, if you just think about before children, we got married when I was 24 and Stefan was 29. So we were quite young, and then I think it was 2 years later. I feel I was 27 when Oscar was born. No, I'm 41 now, he's 13. So 27, 28. So we were relatively young, and again, not purposefully. I'm grateful it happened that way. But in a lot of ways, I feel we're lucky in how we have grown together, because we're not the same people. The foundation is similar, I think. We're still super funny, and a big, I know we're joking about that now. I do believe a big part of our relationship is based on the fact that we don't take certain things too seriously, and we can laugh together. Not just us, but as a family, we laugh a lot. And I feel that's necessary in life. I really enjoy it. But we have grown together a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Since those 25, 29, or 24 and 29-year-olds.
Yeah, I think also it when you become parents, something shifts, that, whatever you're doing, be it, providing financially or anything that you do, kind of gets a different sense of purpose, because you want to lead by example, you want to leave something behind. Once you're gone, there's obviously people that will still inhabit this earth, but there is a continuation of whatever you are leaving behind. So I think in that sense it does change, I think also because kids show you brutally the truth. And I think that also has helped us in our relationship to, you know, to maybe let the small things slide and laugh about it. And but also, you know, you realize when there is the time to address certain things and work through it, and but work together through it. And it's not a, it's a together moving forward and not and against each other.
No.
Or, you know, my way or the highway kind of thing.
And I really, for me, that's also the same in the sense of like, and I've said this to lots of my friends as well, where I say at certain point you have to realize in a marriage that it's not a you me fight. It's a us fight. Mm. The journey is an us journey and an us fight. So if there is a fight, it's not you against me. We have to find a way together to solve it. And I think that children does help to speed that process along, because you realize, okay, whether or not we are together long term, we will have a life together. And it would be better if it is together and easier, I think, in certain ways. Which of the kids do you think is most like you?
Oh,
and in what way?
I think it has changed over time a little bit, but I also think it's a good mix. I would say, just from the looks, it'll be Oscar, and maybe the interest that he has, which is predominantly sports, actively or passively on the couch. With regards to their demeanor and how they approach certain things, it's definitely Emmy that is more like OCD like me. I'm afraid.
I've noticed, luckily. I look forward to finishing off our conversation just now.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've only just joined me, you are on 101.9 Hive M, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker, and we are talking for... Oh, you missed the talk on fatherhood. It was fun and nice and beautiful, especially for me, because I was joined by my husband today and the father of my two wonderful children. I don't like saying the word beautiful children. They are beautiful, but I feel that all parents are biased in that. Mm. They are great kids, though. And I think in that regard, we've also been lucky that they are really wonderful children as well. It's been a beautiful talk, so don't worry if you've missed it. You can go listen to the podcast on highfm.com. So I think our family and friends are especially going to listen to this. I think this is the first show that Stefan is actually listening to.
It is, I have to admit.
So thanks for that.
But from now on, I'll be a regular.
He's just saying that. He's not going to do that. It's also fine. He listens to me talking more than... enough, and that's also okay. Before you go, so Stefan has no social media presence or anything, so you can't go follow him or his wisdom or anything like that. There's no,
especially can't find my wisdom.
There's no such thing. But is there something you would want to share that's like, it doesn't have to be profound, it can also, it doesn't have to be anything, but do you think something that you want to share with other fathers? As a final thought.
As a final thought.
Yes.
Well, I can say two things that worked for me. I don't like the term of giving other people advice. So it's two things that worked for me. Is the notion of don't take life and yourself too seriously. And the other one is... time. Spend time with your kids, because, you know, it sounds always like a cliche when people say before you realize it's over and they're moving out, but that's really what it feels like to me, looking at our kids that are almost 14, 12. So, you know, don't say, you know, tomorrow or the weekend or I got this to do or this to do. Make time. And also for the not only quality time, but time for, you know, the day-to-day stuff. Spend as much time as you can with your kids and enjoy it while it lasts.
Thank you so much for joining me on my show.
It was a pleasure.
It was really nice. I was slightly nervous about
it. Thank you for having me.
No fights or anything during the show, but it was really nice. Thank you so much. It really is true when, and again, it's a cliche to say that the time you have with your children. And for me, a profound thing lately was that someone says like, oh, you've 18 years with your children. You don't. Honestly, my children are already, like Stefan said, it's almost 14 and 12. And in the beginning, each memory that you have with your child, especially as a mom, is each memory they have will include you. And as they get older, the memories that they have will have less and less of you. And now, there's so much of my children's lives I am a part of still, luckily, but there is a lot that I'm, and it's becoming even more and more where it's becoming their life and I'm not. And even like holidays, oh, I hate that when other people intrude on, because I feel holidays are our time. And that's becoming also a different story and it's intruding on that. So really take the time to spend with your family and don't wait for tomorrow. On that note, join me next week as I chat with Sureta Live. She's been on the show a couple of times before. We're talking a different angle of introducing to solids, specifically talking about including nutritious food in your child's diet. Join me next week as I talk about that. One final thought, as I always say each week, one of the greatest gifts you can give your child is the example of kindness. So go out there and be kind to people. Have a wonderful day. Until next time, enjoy your day.